Here's your Roto Report on Game 4 of the NBA playoffs between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics. The Cavaliers win it 101-93 and sweep the Celtics 4-0. And normally after something like this, we would be ecstatic, thrilled, just be excited about what the Cavaliers had accomplished and moving on to the second round of the playoffs. But after this win, nobody feels that way. In fact, I'm pissed off because of what happened in this game. Adam Silver needs to start to take a look at the NBA playoffs and decide if this is what he wants in his league when it comes to the playoffs. Dirty tactics, dirty play. If he thinks that's good for the league, then he's full of you-know-what. We'll get to Adam Silver and his predecessor, David Stern, here in a little bit. But here's when things started to go bad for the Cavaliers. After jumping out to a big lead, 17-8, Kevin Love and Kelly Olynyk at the 5:22 mark of the first quarter went after a loose ball, and Kelly Olynyk grabbed Kevin Love's left arm with his left arm around the elbow of Kevin Love, and then Olynyk used his right hand to grab Love's left wrist and yanked Love's left arm and dislocated his left shoulder. Love had to leave the game immediately, did not return, and could be lost for the entire playoffs for the Cavaliers. We don't know yet, but if he is, that's a huge blow to the Cavaliers' chances of winning an NBA championship. And after the game, Kevin Love said in the post-game interview, he felt it was not a basketball play, it was a dirty play, basically saying Kelly Olynyk intended to do that to him, and he thinks swift action should be taken by the league on it. Nothing was called on the floor. Play went on, but the Cavaliers had to play without Kevin Love the rest of the way. And this goes to the commissioner, Adam Silver, and his predecessor, David Stern. For whatever reason, going all the way back to the 80s when David Stern was the commissioner, and you had the Boston Celtics clotheslining Rambis and the Lakers, and thinking that was okay for the NBA to play that way in the playoffs. Then in the 90s, you had the Bad Boys and their tactics, and they went on to win two championships, and now this entire playoff series so far has been that way. Why any commissioner of a league would want that to happen and think that it's okay is beyond me. Since when do dirty tactics and dirty play bring out the best in your league? Why do you allow teams with lesser talent to resort to those dirty tactics and dirty play to try and even the playing field? If a team's better, guess what? Then they should move on and play in the next round and beat a team who's not as good. Don't allow that lesser team to try and even the playing field by mucking the game up, using dirty tactics, and maybe even trying to hurt opposing players. That's something that Adam Silver needs to take a look at with his league moving forward. Let's move forward from the game. So the Cavs lose Kevin Love. They have to play without him. That means more playing time for Tristan Thompson. And the Cavaliers didn't seem to skip a beat when Kevin Love went out early, as they jumped out to a 41-23 lead in the second quarter after leading by 10 at the end of the first quarter. The Cavaliers seemed to really put this one away, as at halftime, the Cavaliers led this contest by 21 points, 57-36. However, when you look back at that second quarter, you had Kyrie Irving came up a little gimpy with about 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in that second quarter, favoring his left hip. The Cavs started taking too many threes, even though they had a big lead. And then David Blatt inserted Kendrick Perkins at about the 2-minute mark. And right away, Perk did what he should do if this is the way Adam Silver wants the league to play. He set a tough screen on Jay Crowder. A flagrant foul was called on Perkins, double technical fouls on Crowder and Perkins, but the message was sent by Kendrick Perkins. And so the style of play in these NBA playoffs that we hear so much about, well, it's physical play, and that's just the way it is. It doesn't have to be that way, and I've said this since the 80s. I don't think it should be that way. I think it hurts the league. It takes away from the skill players who are who you want to see when you go to a game, when you watch on TV. You don't want to see those skilled players get hurt and be out of the games, and it costs the team a chance to win a championship. But the league has allowed this thuggeration type play to occur in the playoffs, and they're okay with it. Something needs to be done with it. Anyways, getting back to the halftime, I'm getting off on a tangent. As you can tell, I'm pretty pissed off as we do this podcast. Cavaliers are up 21 points at the half, but no Kevin Love to come back in the second half. Kyrie playing with that aggravated hip injury. And then We get into that third quarter, and there's a play underneath the basket on a shot taken by Boston. And Jay Crowder, again, in the middle of things, as he's been all series long with the physicality, shoves J.R. Smith in the back a couple of times. There's no call by the officials. J.R. Smith loses his cool, swings an elbow, and the hand connects with Jay Crowder to the face. Crowder goes down, not so much from the blow to the face, but his knee buckles underneath him. He has to leave the game. J.R. Smith is ejected with a flagrant 2 foul, and there's a chance he could be suspended for 1, maybe 2 games in the next round of the playoffs, fined up to $35,000 because of this flagrant 2 foul. Again, if the original foul call is made by the officials who sucked in this game and throughout not only the entire Cavs series, but throughout the entire playoffs, throughout the NBA. If the original foul call is made on Crowder, there's no reaction by J.R. Smith. Yes, he lost his cool, shouldn't have done it, but he reacts because he's getting elbowed in the back of the neck, and there's no foul call made by the officials. So now the Cavaliers are down 2 players. Kevin Love because of the injury, and J.R. Smith ejected. Cavaliers at this point were up by 19. Give the Celtics credit. They maybe used this as a rallying point as they made a comeback in this game. Not one that really seemed to threaten the Cavaliers until late in the game when you had more horrible officiating in this contest. When the Cavaliers were trying to close out the game late in the fourth quarter, bear with me as I flip through my pages of horrific calls by the officials. You go all the way down to, let's see, it was 99-89. Cavaliers up by 10 with 44 seconds left. Isaiah Thomas hits a layup, and as LeBron James is taking the ball out of bounds, Isaiah Thomas is still out of bounds behind him, hits LeBron James. LeBron throws the inbounds pass. It's a turnover, leads to a potential layup, and they miss the layup, but they get 2 free throws out of it to cut the Cavaliers' lead to 6. If the right call would have been made by the officials, because Isaiah Thomas fouled LeBron James out of bounds on the inbounds pass, it should have been a technical on Thomas. Cavaliers get a free throw and the ball out of bounds again. So instead of potentially being a 100-91 score and the basketball, the Cavaliers' lead now is cut down to 99-93 because Boston hits 2 free throws after the missed call. The Cavaliers turn the ball over again. The Cavaliers inbounded the ball to Kyrie Irving. He was being pulled from behind. Again, no call was made. And the Celtics get the basketball. Luckily for the Cavaliers, they missed the jump shot. And then the Cavaliers hit some free throws down the stretch to close it out. But just a crazy game, a horribly officiated game. Questionable calls all over the place, a lot of them involving Jay Crowder and, of course, the Kelly Olynyk one. And then you had the situation there with Thomas late in the game. And the Cavaliers advance, but now they await to see the severity of the injury to Kevin Love. They wait to see whether or not J.R. Smith will be suspended at all. If he is it for 1 game or 2 games? And they wait to see if they're going to play the Bulls or the Bucks. More than likely, it's going to be the Bulls. And if it's the Bulls and Love can't play and J.R. Smith is out because of a suspension, there's the potential the Cavaliers in that game one, unless somebody steps up big, could lose a game one and thus lose home court advantage, all because of the crazy things that happened in game number 4 that the officials did not take control of. So that's why I'm pissed off. That's why I'm upset. And that's why Adam Silver, and maybe he's just picking up where David Stern left off and doesn't care about this and thinks we want to see the dirty tactics and the rough, tough physical play to bring one team down who's far more talented than the other just to level the playing field. No, if a team's better, that team should win. And if it takes dirty tactics from the opposing team to try and even the playing field out, the league needs to step in and do something about it. Let's take a look at the final stats in this game. Cavaliers get a huge game from LeBron James, almost a triple-double, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. Kyrie Irving outstanding again, 24 points, 11 rebounds. He gets a double-double. Amon Shumpert, the unsung hero of this game, the X factor in this game. When Kevin Love went down with an injury, when J.R. Smith got ejected, Iman Shumpert stepped up off the bench and played 37 minutes, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 blocks. So he was the third player of the Cavaliers to have a double-double in this contest. And then Timofey,
I must break you,
Mozgov, another double-double for the Cavaliers with 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 blocks. So 4 Cavalier players ended up with double-doubles in this game. And I think that's the first time it's happened in an NBA playoff game in over 20 years. Got to go back to, I believe, the Pistons some 20 years ago, where 4 players had double-doubles in one single game for one team. So in the end, the Cavaliers do get the win, 101-93. They do advance to the second round, but a lot of waiting and wondering and hoping to see what the injury is to Kevin Love and what the league decides to do with J.R. Smith. So a very uneasy feeling after a 4-game sweep. It shouldn't be this way, but that's the way it is after the Cavaliers beat the Celtics 101-93. There's your Roto Report for round 1 of the NBA playoffs between the Cavaliers and the Celtics.